Dale Gartner at the 4-H Center here at the Lenawee County Fairgrounds. Our next 4-H'er is Payson Fox with the Palmyra Future Leaders. And hi, Payson.
Hello.
How old are you? What school do you go to?
I just turned 11 on July 23rd, and I go to Madison School.
It's my Madison School. So what grade are you going to be in?
Sixth grade.
Excellent. Okay. You did a few projects here. And in matter of fact, you have one right here in front of me, and it's your rabbit. Talk about us, your rabbit, and how you did with your rabbit.
My rabbit is a Jersey Woolly, and she will actually have babies in 1 month.
Okay, very good. How did you do in the judging area with her?
I got reserve grand champion, second of grand champion. So out of all breeds here.
Okay.
And which my Jersey Woolly was the only one in her breed, but I did really good with her, and I'm just happy to. To be here with the rabbit.
Oh, absolutely. And congratulations for doing so well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and she looks wonderful. She looks beautiful. So, you talk about Woolly. Yeah, she's really fluffy. You also brought something in that is a little bit unusual here for the fair. Is hermit crabs. Tell us a little bit about that, Payson.
I have four of them living in my house in a 24-gallon tank. And inside my bedroom, and I brought one in for fair, which they can only be in some humidity.
Uh-huh.
So like right now would be a bad humidity for them, so we had to make sure and everything, and they had to have two different choices of water. I brought them, we did not put water in there because we're gonna bring them right back home.
Sure. Now, how well did you do with your hermit crabs?
I got extra...
Special honors, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome. And you also did one more that we'll talk about real quickly. You did a ceramic tree?
Yeah. I had to sit with my hand molded like a triangle for about 4 hours. And had to form the tree around my hand and made sure it wouldn't flop. And then we had to make everything go. We had to make sure everything was right and everything. We added clay texture to it, made it like a tinsel, and painted it to make and everything. And when it was in the middle of it drying, we cut up a straw and we poked holes into it to make it look like ornaments.
Oh, wow. And how well did you do with that?
I got special honors.
Special honors. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You did good job. Very well this year, Payson. Well, thanks so much, and thanks for talking with us, and continued success in 4-H in future years, and have fun at the fair.
May I real quick say something, though?
Sure.
4-H is not only for country people and people that live on a farm. It's open for everyone, and our numbers have actually dropped in 4-H because of COVID, so we're kind of trying to build up the numbers to have more people, and they can have the experience of having animals and everything. Like, my mini-op got disqualified, but I still had fun during it because of one colored toenail, but I still had fun showing it.
That's right. And we'd love to have more people join it for 4-H, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Payson, thank you so much. Payson Fox with the Palmyra Future Leaders, my guest this time around at the 4-H Center at the Lenawee County Fair. I'm Dale Gartner on 103.9 WLEN.